The opening line, the opening verse of our parasha this week tells us, Shoftim v'shoterim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha. Judges, you shall get for yourself for all of your gates. The rabbis found three of these words confusing. We're only half a verse into the parsha. We're at three words that are confusing. The first is titain, which means get. The implication being, it's not saying you should go be judges for Israel, but you have to get judges. So I don't know exactly how we're going to go about doing that, but maybe we have to convince other people to be judges. It's a little confusing. The next is lecha. Lecha means for yourself. Now that would make sense. You as a nation, Israel, get judges for yourselves because you'll need judges in the land of Israel. But it's in the singular. It means you individually get judges. Does that mean we're supposed to set up some sort of system where each of us judges another and you pick who your judge is and sign them up so that each individual person has their own judge? Confusing. And the next is at all of your gates. This was actually less confusing because that was the way the ancient Near East worked. That's where the judges sat. They sat at the gates, but I'll show you in a minute why it's confusing. The rabbis understood titein lecha, get yourself, to mean get yourself a conscience. Get yourself an individual judge who will help you see what you need to do, help you make decisions, help you discern right from wrong. And they go even further to understand sha'arecha, your gates, to be a little different. They said, each of us has seven gates to our minds. We have two ears, two eyes, two nostrils, and a mouth. All day, all night, throughout our entire lives, there's a constant flow of information going in and coming out. As we breathe out whatever was inside of us. As we look everywhere, we see what we see. We are constantly hearing sounds and noises. There was a musician in the, I think it was the late 60s, early 70s, who was interested in the fundamentals of music. And he went to a completely silent room. At MIT, they had constructed a totally soundproof room. No sound from the world came in, and he went in and he heard two tones. And it turns out that our bodies, they said it's the limbic system, and I think the sound of our blood flowing, have actually a tone to them, a sound. So we're never completely silent. Always, we are hearing things. The beginning of this parsha, almost the middle of Moses' plea to the people of Israel, is a suggestion of how to go about living our lives. We have all these laws. In fact, the parsha is full of laws. But ultimately, we have to rely on ourselves. We have to place judges before our mouth, our nose, our ears, our eyes. How are we going to take in the world around us? How are we going to decide what's good, what's not good, what's right, what's wrong? What's beautiful, what's not? And how are we going to decide how we react to those things? What's going to come out of our mouth? So this Shabbat, I wish each of us the gift of a strong, loud, confident conscience. Shabbat Shalom.